Okay, Wednesday night or Liyud Zayin Sivan. Okay, so there, a person puts on tzitzis and there's hopefully has kavanah to do the mitzvah. It could be there's a famous kula that you don't have to consciously think you're doing the mitzvah, but the context provides that kavanah. So even though mitzvah shvichas kavanah, you have kavanah. You're in shul, and it's about to be davening, and that's when you wear talis gadol at least, and tefillin. But there's a supplementary kavanah that you have to have, certainly l'chatchila, by tzitzis and by tefillin. By tzitzis, it's not even printed as sidurim, and that's the kavanah that the purpose of the tzitzis is you're supposed to have in mind to fulfill the purpose. And it says lama'an in the Torah, so you're supposed to have the kavanah. We have that most famous example is by Sukkah. When Yehuda Dechem, he the Sukkah of Shavti as Bnei Yisrael. But it says Lamaan Tiz Keruva Asisan as Kol Mitzulsoi by Tzitzis. So you should have that in mind. Maybe even say it that you're putting on Tzitzis. Well, first of all, for the Kiyam Mitzvah, it's ideal to say it. But you should say it. So also the supplementary the reason. That Lantiz Gerut, Liro Solsom, to see them and to thereby remember the Mitzvah Hashem, Belaso Solsom. By Tfilin, there's also Laman, Laman Tiyatar Hashem Beficha. That's not so clear what it means, but we really say it. In Tfilin, at least we say it, but there's no point in saying it, you know, not thinking about what it means, because the whole point is to have that Kavanah, that Kavanah. So first of all, you talk about having kavanah to be yoytzer the mitzvah, and then it's a declaration because it has in it yichudo v'yachduso yisparach shmo ba'olam, and it talks about yitzias mitzrayim, and that's the yud gimel ikrim, the mefarshim explain, and it's the simon of the yicholus Hashem, and it's everything. It's emuna b'kitzur. It's yichudo v'yachduso yisparach shmo ba'olam. And to do whatever he wants, he's called Yachol. It's a long paragraph, but the whole point is to have that kavana. This is all included in the Torah's words, Laman Tiyah Teres Hashem Beficha. So to have the amuna of existence of Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Achdus Hashem, and called Yachol, and they all were wrapped up in the Nisim of Mitzrayim. And then the second half of that to be Meshabed, Libo and Machshavto, Yodov and Libo, Kenegat Halev, and Machshavto to Avodas Hashem. That's two halves. One half is Amuna, and the other half is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. So that's all Nichlal. Apparently, in Laman Tiyah Toras Hashem Beficha, because that's basically Toras Hashem. And the Beficha is not clear in the Pashtus Hakra. But you remember, you're supposed to be walking around with tefillin the whole day. But Kaponim, these two supplementary kavanas, I call them supplementary because the main kavanas have kavanas to do the mitzvah. Sitzes is Laman Tiz Guru, Bechulu, and that doesn't even say in the Siddur, and it would be a good idea to say it on your own, but at least to have it in mind, that kavana. And tefillin, you know, you read the paragraph, but maybe you're in a rush. Maybe people skip the paragraph. I didn't really do a survey because they come late to shul. Even if they read it, they just read it. But the whole purpose is to have that in mind, to have kavanah. So it's taken from the Shulchan Aruch, that paragraph, by the way. It's lifted from the first siman about Hilchos Tefillin. So again, it's the two lama'ams, and You should have that in mind, ideally, although we pass it as not ma'akiv. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halavos now, and we're doing Shar HaKaniyah, and we're up to Paragimel. Paragimel talks about 10 circumstances where you will feel Kaniyah. I'm not sure what the purpose of Paragimel is. Maybe it's to depict how you would feel when you have Kaniyah, so that you know what it is, rather than just define it, or in place of just defining it, he gives you examples that you could visualize and then you imagine how the person feels, then you go, oh, that's Kaniya. And he talks about, in these 10 examples of Kaniya, it's the number 2 and number 3 of the second parak, meaning he describes the 3 types of Kaniya. One, an unhealthy one, a mental issue, really, an emotional issue, mental issue. But the second one was Kaniya to a person who basically has you under his thumb for whatever reason. And the third one is Kaniya to Hashem. So the 10 examples in Perek Gimel cover the gamut of Kaniya to another person because of particular circumstances that call for Kaniya, and Kaniya to Hashem. So the first one was that you're ill and old, and maybe someone has to wheel you around in a wheelchair, whatever the case is, and you feel helpless, and that's what you feel like. You hope people will help you out. You hope Hashem will help you out. The second one was you need people. You never used to need them, but you're injured, or you maybe poverty has visited you, and now you need people. And you never needed them before. You're totally dependent on people in that way. The third one was someone did you a tova and an uncalled for tova, and a normal person feels kaniya because you have a debt of gratitude and you have to somehow pay it back. So I stress a normal person because there are people out there that do not feel anything. They just feel they're entitled to the tova. But he's talking about normal people. And you feel kaniya when someone did you a tremendous favor, b'kitzur, that was not necessary, not called for. You didn't have to do it. The fourth one was you owe someone money or something, v'ini yachoro, and you can't pay him back. V'ikonalo, so you, k'mo she'omar, emein l'chol l'shalem, l'omo yikach mishkofcha mitachtecha. Number 5 is mishehu b'maser oivai, someone has imprisoned you. And you feel lowly, and you want them to let you out, and you're usually a person like that is machnia themselves to the captor. Not always. I don't think Yosef was machnia himself to the Sar Beis HaAsurim. Actually, maybe he was. We don't know. But Rabashkin wasn't machnia himself. In many ways, they tried to make him be nichna to them, and he didn't. But that's because he had a larger kniya, and that's a kniya to Hashem, that makes him impervious to other forms of kniya. But it certainly is on the list of something that would call out kniya. Kamo shomar inu ba kevel raglo, chains around his feet, barzel ba onavsho, vamar v'masurim bazikim, yilochtun b'chavle oni. Bashishis is a servant, a slave actually. Sheni Yochel Liftus Asasvo Miyaradonov, he can't be pulled, he doesn't have anything, nobody to redeem him, and he's stuck being a slave, Yikonalo, so you have to find favor, you're dependent on the Adon, there's no way out. Kmo Shomer, Nekeine Avodim Agaradoneim, Kene Shifra Yagivirta, the Pasuk then goes on, Kene Neinu Elo Hashem Elokeinu Ashirchoneinu. That's the way we should feel towards Hashem. We're totally dependent on Him. But that's what we're going to learn now in number 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll stop here.